If you happen to have been around for the first Earth Day in 1970, you may remember lots of talk about the Earth being vulnerable and fragile. There was the song from the musical Hair about carbon monoxide and sulfur dioxide. Many people still target those pollutants today, but UW-Madison Assistant Professor Clark Miller says there's a greater understanding that people and nature worldwide are coupled in a dynamic interaction. Miller is with the La Follette School of Public Affairs. He says even the heavily criticized Bush administration acknowledges the globe is heating up.
So they have moved in the last couple of years away from the kind of stark ideological position which rejected any idea that global environmental change was happening to a much more of a position that, while they agree with the science of these issues, they disagree on the politics of the Kyoto Protocol.
The Kyoto Protocol is the agreement many other nations have adopted to reduce emissions tied to global warming. Professor Miller says many global changes have implications for Wisconsin.
And those include, for example, wildlife diseases like chronic wasting disease, or people are concerned about mercury in the fisheries, so that these are, in effect, global pollutants.
A lot of people are looking at economic growth and worsening environmental problems in places like China as key causes of global ecological threats. But Miller says there should also be an attempt to consider other countries as the U.S.'s partners to find solutions. A forum today at the UW-Madison will consider the emerging global environmental challenges. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.